KN4 VWA. J, KN4 VWA. VWA mobile.
For the VWA, K4, oh, I am. I'll talk to you, Steve.
Oh.
Looking out the window, waiting on the weather to get here. Why in the world didn't you stay at the beach till this was over, Steve?
No, it was coming. And we were at Longboat Key for a week before this was talked about. We kind of wore out our welcome down there, and they just didn't have any more reservations open for us, so we come on back.
Longboat Keys, Wales. I live down there in Bladenton in Sarasota, and I'd say 90% of the work I done was out on Longboat Keys and Anna Maria Island, though. I love that part of the country.
On Wednesday, it was 79 degrees. We were sitting on the beach, sweating and suntanning. And, buddy, let me tell you what, it was nice.
Sometimes I wish I was, had never moved back up here. But, man, it's just a job situation down there is unreal. You're lucky to get a job down there making minimum wage. And if you get a job making minimum wage, some of the Jamaicans or Cubans or whatever will show up, and there'll be 10 or 15 of them living in one little old one-room apartment, split and everything, and they'll go to work for $2 or $3 an hour, Steve.
When you come in here from a country where $2 or $3 an hour is a dollar an hour raise over what they were making, well, hey, they've hit the promised land. They just don't realize they're just selling themselves short.
I was doing all the grading and digging 90% of the foundation for footings for it, McGee Brothers. Those Mexicans, man, they'd come out there and they'd go to work and they'd done some really beautiful brickwork. And, but there's a bunch of them live together. I never will get one year it was income tax time. And I took eight of them to get their taxes filled out, and all eight of them used the same Social Security card with the same name on it, Steve.
Didn't you turn them in? I mean, you know, that just goes back to this whole thing of the guy that was the boss down there. If they weren't citizens, he shouldn't have hired them. If they weren't legal, send them on their way.
Really good at what they do. And I had two on my crew that couldn't speak English. But I taught them how to set a laser up and shoot grade for me. And they didn't walk off and wander around talking to women or stand there with a cell phone up to their ear. They work when they work. And, the two I had, I know one of them was legal. I don't know about his cousin. But, yeah, they do good work, and the American people raise hell about them coming up here and taking their job. Well, you can't get the Americans now to go to work, no matter what. There's more jobs now than they've ever been. But I don't know, people just got lazy, Steve.
I'll agree with that. But, you know, if the government's going to pay them to sit on their butts and not do anything, you know, business can't compete with that. So, what do you expect? If you can sit on your can, not do a thing, and still make more money than you could if you was working, yeah, I think you'd be sitting on your can, too.
Good job. Todd, I always loved running heavy equipment. I told my boss man several times, if it wasn't for having needing money to eat on and everything, I would work for free. I enjoyed my job so much. And now, I'm Social Security ain't even 1 week's pay of what I was used to bringing home when I was working. It kills me to sit here and not be able to get out and go to work. I really enjoyed working, Steve.
You're old school there. Well, you know, you and I are a dying breed. It just ain't that, you know, the government's taking away the incentive to do anything.
Get your other tower up, or did you decide not to put it up, Steve?
Different way on that thing. I moved my station back in my house, and then I've got that 450 I got from you down in my building. And I got that, I put that ATOS 120 up there on the top of the building, and it works fantastic.
Sure, in the weather here, I don't mind the snow, but they talking about after the snow we get, we might get up to 5 inches of sleet and freezing rain on top of that. They ain't going to be no going anywhere for probably next Thursday or Friday. And I noticed, I believe Thursday night it's supposed to be down to 16 degrees.
As long as I don't lose power, I'm fine. But even if I lose power, hey, I got my wood stove. I'll stay warm.
She had to work today. She come in a while ago. She said, oh, I got to go to the bank up at Landrum, go get some money out. She's got a guy supposed to deliver us a load of wood to burn. But I just hope we get enough sunshine for my solar panels to keep my batteries warm down here in my shack, Steve.
Could be a problem. Have you got a battery charger down there on them?
All charged up. I got a battery charger, and if they go dead, I just go get the one out of my truck and put one of these in my truck and jump it off and recharge it. A lot hour to be set. But I was going to get on the 2 meter sideband today. They having that contest, and I took my laser out and put this Kenwood in line. It's the only thing I got to go. It's all mowed. But I went all up and down the bands, and I couldn't hear nothing. I finally went back up here and switched it back to this repeater.
Well, listen, what have you heard on 20 meter and 40 meter? Is it kind of dead, too?
20, and I didn't hear nothing. I worked one or two stations on 40, and I went down on 80, and the only thing I heard in there was a bunch of guys sounded like they're still celebrating Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. It was all drunk and cussing and raising sand, so I just cut the HF radio off.
Well, yeah, I'm going to try to go back and get on it in a little while. Well, listen, I've just pulled up here at the kid's house. I'm going to take them a little generator in there for just in case. So I'll go ahead and let you go, bud. If you hear Bob in there, tell him that I'm looking for him. Did you hear him say it was already snowing up there?
ND7J,
jump in there, Bubba.
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
Oh, same old, boss. Listen, I need a favor from you.
Of course. What can I do for you?
Well, I loaded a piece of software on that laptop that I was running my FT8 on. Well, something skewed the software is MT8, and it keeps coming up JT9. And I cannot go into the settings to get it to come. I can find the place where you change it back to FT8, but I can't get it to hold it back over on FT8. So I don't know what I'm doing wrong. If I can get you to help me out on that software a little bit, I sure would appreciate it.
Yeah, why don't you, when you get back from your daughter's, if you give me a call on the phone, do you have TeamViewer on your computer?
Oh, yeah, sure do. You've logged into it before.
Yeah, why don't you give me a twisted pair call, and I'll log in onto it and see what's going on for you. Did you do any kind of a Windows update by chance?
No. I'm still running Windows 7. That's one computer I don't update.
Well, that's a good thing. I spent a good deal of time with David, KB4CBA, trying to work out a problem, and we finally realized that he did a Windows update, so we had to reverse that. But if it's popping over to that, I'll take a look at it. There was something else that was in my head a second ago, and it popped back out. Do you have your Dimension 4 timekeeper all up to date and working?
That's where I go over and set the Greenwich time and run it as administrator, right?
No, that's there. I'm not sure what program you're using to keep your clock synced, but it's got to be synced. I don't think that's the problem with yours, what you might end up having to do is you might end up having to uninstall that software and reinstall it. It might have just had a little snafu and gone brain dead, but we can take a look at it later on if you like.
Appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. I can navigate my way around and all the settings and everything. Everything looks normal, except it keeps coming up, like I said, JT9, and I go to settings, and I go over to frequencies, and not frequencies, but transmitting, and go down to the frequencies, and you can select JT9 or FT8 and all that, and I select the FT8 and hit OK. But when I come back over, it's still on JT9. I don't know what it's doing.
On that software, it's not settings. It is mode. And I'm opening up the software right now because I run a different one than you do. And it's opening. Give me 1 second here. There's a tab up there. And you don't go to file settings. You go to mode. It's two clicks to the right. You see file, configurations, view, and then mode. And when you click on mode, you need to go in there and select FT8 there.
Ah, roger. Okay. You know what? I may just give you a holler later on. I'm going to try that when I get back and see if that doesn't straighten things out. So, well, listen, I really appreciate it. I got to run on in here and get with my daughter and get her all situated for the big storm. One of my generators went over to my son-in-law. It lives over on Lake Bowen. The other one's coming down here to my daughter, and I've still got one left at the house. So, hey, Walt, I didn't mean to let you out on that thing, bud. So, listen, you stay warm and keep those batteries charged. Bob, I appreciate you. I'll give you a call a little bit later. Y'all 73s, carry on. KN4VWA, clear.
All right, Steve, have a good one. Walt, sorry about cutting it on you there. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you all later. I'm going to go, and I got a couple things to do in the kitchen. Be back in a few, ND78.
Jay, KN4DWA. It's all right, Bob. I'm a ham operator. Used to getting cut in and on. I've done it myself. Held the frequency longer than what I should have. But no problem. So just be K4OIM. I'll be on the side, but listening.
KZ4M Mobile. Guess he's not back from the kitchen yet. KZ4M Mobile, clear and listening.